Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
6:45, quarter till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, to finish this up. I was talking about Apollo 13 before and made that analogy. Jordan Fiego reminded me, we spoke to one of the Apollo 13 astronauts. It couldn't have been Fred Hayes because he died, and it couldn't have been Buzz Aldrin, so it was the other one. And the only thing I remember him saying is that they definitely did not hold each other to keep each other warm, as was portrayed in the movie. He was adamant about getting that point across. Jeff Palermo joins us now, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing well, Tommy. How about yourself?
You doing well now? You weren't doing so well for a while last night, were you?
I think a lot of LSU fans were saying, what is going on here? It got a little dicey there when you watched Little Rock put up 5 runs in the second inning, and you know, even LSU made an error out in the field, and it just had this feeling like, is this really going to happen? But a couple innings after Little Rock scores those 5 runs, LSU finally responds. They get the big 3-run double by Ethan Fry. Luis Hernandez hits the home run a little bit later on, and then Cason Evans last night. My goodness, that is about as dominating of a performance as you'll see when you absolutely need it, to strike out 9 in a row, go 6 innings, give up just 1 run, strike out 12. He walks the bases loaded in the 7th inning, but gets a strikeout to get out of the inning. Just a lot of special stuff last night, and really a remarkable game, and LSU season continues.
So let me ask you a couple of different questions. Was there a point in the game where Jay Johnson kind of pulled everybody together and said, just almost akin to a basketball coach calling a timeout or something when things were not going their way, and got everybody together and said, look, blah, 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 we got a this, that, the other thing? Or was it more just calm and letting things turn around on their own?
Well, I think what he kept telling his guys is, let's keep having some quality at bats. And actually, during the TV broadcast, you got to hear from him, when they were down by 4. And in fact, right after they had a chance to cut into the lead, you know, after Little Rock scored 5 runs in the second, LSU was the visiting team. So in the top of the third, LSU gets the bases loaded. And unfortunately, Jake Brown wasn't able, with the bases loaded and 2 outs, just couldn't come up with the hit. He flies out to left field. And we heard from Jay Johnson there in one of those in-game interviews with broadcasters that I think all coaches prefer not to do, but have to do. And
you can tell they don't want to do it. That's apparent. No, that is so clear. Jay, I don't know why they make them, but go ahead.
Yeah, and that was a tough spot. And even the announcers, Dave Neal and Ben McDonald, mentioned that was not an easy interview for them to do, because here they are, they're down by 4 runs. They just missed an opportunity to at least cut into the lead. And nothing was going right for LSU there in the bottom of the third. But Jay said at that point, hey, we just got to keep having quality at bats. Just keep having quality at bats. And then in the next inning, that's exactly what happened. They continued to just kind of stay with their process. And then finally, they got the big hit. And it came from Ethan Fry, who just has had.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Had an unbelievable season and has become LSU's best hitter at this point.
Yeah, make football coaches do it too. I don't watch a lot of basketball, so I don't know about that. But it's like, you know what? Let them coach the game. You can interview them after the game. They're a little busy right now, and it's going to be just crap anyway that they say. It's going to be the same old stuff, so why even bother them? You understand what I'm saying? I don't know why they do that.
Yeah. I think the Little Rock coach enjoyed it, though. He was having fun with them, but, I mean, they – and really, a tip of the cap to Little Rock to do what they did. I mean, they gave LSU everything they wanted. And, you know, you went in today. We talked about it yesterday. It just seemed like the advantage – I mean, LSU was huge favorites. The advantage was with them. You know, Little Rock had already been with through all their pitching, and you're just wondering when were they ever going to eventually kind of run out of steam. And you know, even when LSU took a 7-5 lead, you kind of thought, okay, you know, LSU's probably going to win this game by 4 or 5 runs, and then Little Rock comes right on back. You know, finally they got to Case and Evans, who was really starting to tire out there a little bit. And they got it back within one, but LSU responded there late with 3 more runs. And, you know, Jared Jones hitting that 2-run homer, that was a pretty big explosion coming out of the dugout there from the LSU players and the coaching staff, because they know how much of a struggle here it's been recently for Jared Jones and for him to really lock in on a 2-0 fastball right over the middle of the plate, and he just hammered it out of the park. That was really nice to see, and it was a huge moment late in the game, and it was the insurance runs that LSU certainly needed.
All right, it's 6:50, 10 till 7. We'll take a break. Jeff Palermo's got a story up at WWL.com that's very interesting. He's the WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. We'll talk about Zach Cowan when we come back. Also, look ahead to the Super Regional. Traffic now, WWL. All right, 6:56, 4 till 7. Tigers win. Jeff Palermo joins us, WWL.com, columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. Got a good column up at WWL.com. Let me read a line from it. Zach Cowan made his first start of the season, but was pulled with just one out in the second inning after allowing 5 earned runs. So many questions from that one sentence. Did Jay Johnson make a mistake starting him? Did Zach Cowan just have a bad night? And what does that say about his future as a starter?
Well, it was the first start that Zach Cowan had made all season, but mm-hmm. This is a veteran pitcher, a guy that's been around, who was the Friday night starter at Watford last season. I thought it was the right decision. I think in a game like that where it's win or go home, you want the more experienced guy. I mean, they had 2 options. They could have gone with Zach Cowan or Casey Evans. It was going to be one of those 2 guys. I mean, the way the game played out Sunday, the fact that LSU did not use those 2 guys that was the thing that you were hanging on to as an LSU fan. Well, at least we got Cowan and Evans going on Monday. LSU has the pitching advantage for sure in this game against Little Rock. And so between Cowan and Evans, who is a freshman, you're going to go with Cowan, a guy who has started before. Evans has made just a couple of starts. Go with the experienced guy, but he just didn't have the normal break on his slider. He was leaving it up in the zone. And Little Rock, as we talked about yesterday, Tommy, was just a very confident team at the plate. And as Ben McDonald said during the TV broadcast yesterday, they weren't trying to do too much. You know, if the pitch was on the outer half, they went the other way with it. They weren't trying to hit the ball over the ballpark. They were just trying to put the bat on the ball, make solid contact. And, Colin left a lot of pitches up in the zone for them to hit. So it was the right decision. And when you sat there and you were watching the game, and it really was like a nightmare scenario, because Zach Cowan has been really good for you all season long, and you thought you had the advantage over Little Rock because you're going to go with Cowan, and you got to take him out in the second inning. And you sat there and you said, as an LSU fan, well, if Cason Evans doesn't have his stuff, then LSU's not going to win this game. But Cason Evans was electric. I mean, just absolutely. When you strike out 9 guys in a row, man, that is. I mean, he was pitching with such tempo, and he's got like the split finger pitch that just dives out of the zone. Little Rock just didn't have a chance with it. They were trying to break up his tempo, and he was in such a groove. And I think the fact that him coming in there and stabilizing the game gave LSU's hitters confidence. Okay, eventually we're going to score some runs against Little Rock, who is just depleted pitching-wise. And that's exactly how the game played out. Evans threw up a bunch of zeros on the scoreboard. LSU's hitters just kept at it. They got the big hit from Fry. As I mentioned, a home run from Luis Hernandez to tie a game. And then, you know, just eventually just pulled away and got the victory.
9 Ks in a row, get the crowd into it too. I'll tell you what. Let's talk about West Virginia next time you join us. Tell me real quick, 20 seconds worth of West Virginia.
West Virginia, more of a small ball team. They're a really good team, and they've played very well away from their home ballpark this season. Should be a fun series coming up. We'll find out at 9 a.m., Tommy, when that series will start, and we'll get the game times as well.
Awesome. Thank you, Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. Go to WWL.com right now. You can see his column about the game last night. Tim Temple joins us. We come back, Louisiana Insurance Commissioner. We'll talk about the session. Also, talk about what Jacob Rowe was talking about yesterday with stated value policies. We'll also talk with Pat Connick, Louisiana State Senator. A lot coming up. Stay with us. Tommy Tucker, WWL.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.